Of all the birds that haunt the woods, the waters, or the plain, I like the cuckoo's pleasant tunes, though some his notes disdain. For all the fair green season, most cheerfully he sings, and with his double ditties makes the hills and valleys ring. The earth, to entertain him, puts on her best array. The lofty trees and lowly shrubs likewise are fresh and gay. The birds, to bid him welcome in, do warble pleasant notes. All beasts in fields and forests wild cast off their winter coats. And when he comes amongst them, he chants his melody more freely than a lawyer that takes a double fee. He far excels the fiddler, his melody's more free, as well unto the poorest sort as to the highest degree. The citizens that hear him will walk to fetch in May. Their wives likewise, to cheer them, will dress themselves most gay, all for to hear the cuckoo sing and warble forth his notes. The maidens and the prentices together go in flocks. He'll sing unto the courtier as well as to the clown. He spareth not his music in city nor in town. And many, when they hear him, will think this proverb true, that gold and opportunity will make some women do. The lawyer, when he hears him, his velvet cap off stirs, and fears, while he's at Westminster, another cause demurs, lest that some younger student come at home and in his place, to have the free soliciting of his own proper case. The merchant and the mariner that foreign countries find, when they do hear the cuckoo sing, rest doubtful in their mind. While they strange traffics take in hand to load their ships with wares, their pinnace that they left at home some other burthen bears. The maidens, when they hear him, accuse him for a blab. The jealous doctor, when he cries, thinks his young wife a drab. Captains and wedded marshalists, when they do hear him cry, likewise mistrust their wives at home, in others' arms do lie. The silken-suited citizens, which let their gorgeous spouses go frolic in good company, whilst they do keep their houses, if they do blame the cuckoo sweet, they do the bird abuse. For wine and opportunity will make some women loose. Another takes a garden, to which in pleasant weather the mistress must a walking go, the prentice brings her thither. And then it so may fortune that walking on the way, They fall into some dancing school, and there they both do stay. But then, and if the citizen doth hear the cuckoo's sound, he fears not but his prentices from venery are bound. Suspectly then he keeps his house and casteth up his book. Meanwhile the mistress and her man are doing what go look. And there be knights and gentlemen which gallant seem and stout. Do let their wives have coaches to whirl the streets about. Manned only by a coachman and usher and a page, yet when they hear the cuckoo's note, they neither sin nor rage. For if my lady lighteth, the coachman must sit still. The lackey is then employed to do her worship's will. The usher for her ladyship, he well doth know his part, and doth that which the prentice did to please his mistress' heart. The tailor that so neatly doth fit his mistress' waist, and puts on her straight bodies when petticoats unlaced. Whilst thus he fits his mistress, another is at home to ease his wife's straight bodies, which are too narrow grown. The butcher that for fat ware full oft abroad doth ride, and leaves his wife to sell the joints that he doth well provide. While he from home is ranging, his wife a friend may find, that of a lamb may make a ram, and use her very kind. The smith which on his anvil the iron hard doth ding, he cannot hear the cuckoo, although he loud doth sing. In pointing of plow harness he labors till he sweat, while another in his forge at home may steal a private heat. But to conclude, of all sorts, though high or low they be, there's many loose backsliders, would there were none for me. And yet it grieves my conscience that such a lovely game should make the cuckoo hated and scandal his good name. His body is as toothsome and pleasant as his voice, and use him as a diet, he is a food most choice. He fortifies the back part and freeth some disease, and therefore use you all the art may best the cuckoo please.